Shop the Sherwin-Williams sale and get 30% off Super Paint, Super Deck, and Woodscapes products June 12th through the 22nd. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Breakfast Rolls.
Jumpstart your morning.
Anytime you want. Oh, hello. How's it going? Welcome along. It's Breakfast Roll. It's Cooper and Una. As usual, an unhinged show. Giddy over there.
Yeah, today was fun.
Yeah.
A lot of fun.
You've got the Christmas vibe going and you're seeing the gap and you can't wait to get out of it.
Oh, stop. Listen, I have logged out. Signed out. Good luck.
We've loads to do between now and logging out, Mrs.
Here.
Come here. You don't understand Secret Santa. Nobody in this building understands Secret Santa. And also, Una is currently scratching her head with a banana. I've never seen anybody, apart from monkeys, on nature TV shows, Discovery Channel. There she is.
Do you have to say everything you see?
Yeah, say what you see. There she is, scratching her head with a banana. The primate that she is.
Primate. Oh, my God.
Anyway, nobody understands Secret Santa for crying out loud.
Listen to the joy in the air.
You've changed your tune.
I actually went Christmas shopping yesterday. I went to a packed shopping mall with my wife. And my daughter.
Yeah.
And we were up in Dublin, and it was very busy, and there was a lot of people, a lot of queues. But you know what? There was a certain pong in the air, which I went,
ew.
Okay, now this is Christmas. I was hot and sweaty, even though I was in a t-shirt. And then I go outside, I'm like, it's cold. I go back in again, I'm hot and sweaty again. I was like, what's going on?
There's just no pleasing you.
I know, it was nice. So yeah. I kind of got some kind of Christmas buzz last.
Oh, good.
Yesterday, so it was nice.
Do you have some hot chocolate?
No, coffee after dinner. We ate out as well. Got some pizza.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah, it was pretty tasty.
Get me my present.
Did I get you your present?
Yeah.
I got your present a long time ago, lady.
For God's sake.
Yeah. And that present was my presence with you back here on iRadio.
Yeah.
All right. Today is a big day on iRadio and, excuse me, everybody's buzzed about it. Everybody's talking about it. And that is, it is Secret Santa Day in here on iRadio. Underneath the tree in reception, there are gifts now appearing. They're wrapped and it has people's names in it. And it'll say, from Secret Santa. And it's pretty exciting.
Hold up a second.
What?
What do you mean it's going to say, from Secret Santa?
Because it's Secret Santa. That's
No.
You get a name and you buy a present, you leave it under the tree because it's an anonymous thing.
It's not an anonymous thing.
Hang on a second.
You always reveal who your Secret Santa was.
What are you talking about?
We have never... In all the years I've been working on iRadio, and we have done Secret Santa many times, everyone reveals at the end, hey, I got you, here you go.
What's the point in doing Secret Santa then?
Because it's fun to find out who got you.
No.
Yes, it is.
Now, for some reason, whoever got me had mine posted, and it was in one of those, you know, the post envelopes, the one that cost €9. So I'm like, okay, so they spent €9 of the budget on posting it, and then it arrived, and I didn't know it was a Secret Santa thing. I just thought it was a package coming for me, you know, that it might be from a record label or something.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, this is obviously from my Secret Santa because it was socks. And it didn't say, it just said my name on it and it didn't say who it was from or anything. So
I got you socks.
Well, I put it on my wish list. Some funky socks.
You were the only person who put anything up on that wish list. You know that.
I know, because I've been hinting around the office for people to put things on their wish list, but nobody bloody well did.
Hold on a second now. Just let me get this straight. You asked for socks on your wish list.
Yeah.
Socks.
I have feet, Una. I need socks. And I don't think my family are going to get me socks because they think I'm taking the mic when they say, what do you want for Christmas? And I say socks.
How very boring. Wow.
It's the thing that I need. I don't need anything else.
Is it that you have no imagination and you didn't know what to put down and you just said, oh, I'll just throw socks down? I mean, what kind of socks are they? Are they dad socks?
No, they're funky socks.
Okay.
And if they were dad socks, there's nothing to be ashamed of. I'm not ashamed of being a dad doing it.
Why? What happens to all your socks that you like to get some every year? Do you have a protruding big toe that sticks out or something?
Yeah, I do, actually, yeah.
And
it's a condition that I've been talking to the doctor about. They're talking about removing you from my life so I don't have to feel guilty about having a protruding toe. But come here, hang on a second. We need to get back to this whole about it's Secret Santa, Una. Oh, my God. She's gone.
Stop. Oh, God. I'm sorry. I didn't realize you had such a protruding toe that was causing you issues. And that's why you asked me. Sorry, go on.
Noreen wants to know, am I going through the menopause with the hot flushes?
Yes. The menopause.
Yes, I am. But anyway, Secret Santa's meant to be kept a secret.
It's not. I've never heard of that before in my life.
I'm sorry. What's the point of doing a Secret Santa if it's not kept a secret?
I have put a lot of thought, and I went way over budget, by the way.
You went over budget.
I went way over.
Way over. Yeah. The budget was €20. I stuck to the €20.
Of course you did.
And that was included the wrapping paper.
Oh,
and the card that I stole.
No, I am going to march right up to my Secret Santa and say, hey, I got you this. So she can be like, oh, Una's nice.
You've been trying to get me into the spirit of Christmas and everything like this, and that literally ruins the whole thing.
It doesn't ruin the whole thing.
Okay,
let me know. It's my game.
087-1102-107. You did not make up Secret Santa, Una. You did not make up Chris Kringle. It's called, oh my God, am I still sick? Am I having a fever dream again? It's a Secret Santa.
You need to go and sort out your toe, dude.
I'll stick a band-aid on it. I just need to go back to something. Una is trying to ruin Christmas. She tried to get me into the Christmas spirit, but she's trying to ruin it by finding out who her Secret Santa is and wants to let whoever she has know who she is. And she went way over the budget.
Yeah.
It's taken it way too seriously. It's only a bit of fun in the office, Una.
Well, if that's the case then, if it's only a bit of fun. Why are you getting all pedantic about it and getting angry that I want? We always tell each other in the end, hey, no, I got you, I'm your Secret Santa, yay.
That the fun part is not knowing.
No, that's not fun.
Listen,
if I don't like my present, I want to be able to know who got me the rubbish present.
Wow. Hey, Ricky.
Secret Santa should always be a secret.
Do you hear that now? Spoken from a wise person.
You should never write from who it is.
Do you hear that? Never write from who it is.
And you should never find out who it's from.
Do you hear that now?
What's the fun in that?
If it was just called give a gift to one person in the office, it'd be called, hey,
okay,
happy gift to one person in the office.
Let's change the name of it though, right? No, it's not that, Secret Santa, it's Chris Kindle.
No, that is Secret Santa.
It's not.
It is. Oh my God.
Look at how dramatic he is.
I'm actually,
oh my God,
going to have a heart attack here.
Anyone back me up? 087-1102-107. Don't you give the gift to your Secret Santa.
The only thing that's going to be backed up is somebody over you to shut you up. Let me lift you up. High Mornings with Cooper and Una. Breakfast rolls. And now the banana is open, and she will munch on that for the next while we get through the recording of this podcast.
I have to keep my strength up. Again, you are not supportive of my nutritional choices.
17% of people look forward to this most during winter, but what is it? Here's the guesses. Our survey says this morning, Mr. Scally, what's going on?
17% of people say they look forward to this the most during the winter months. What is that?
Oh, it's got to be Christmas and Secret Santa, not knowing who got you what gift. It's got to be that, isn't it, Una?
No, it has to be doing Secret Santa and revealing to the person that it was you who got them their gift.
No, it's neither of those things, actually.
Yeah, it's neither of those.
I'm too nosy. I need to know who got me in Secret Santa.
Well, why don't you just not do Secret Santa then?
I never played it your way. Your way is rubbish. My way is the best. You do reveal to them at the end. Everyone reveals and you're like, yay, look, and we have a big party.
How about next year we do a, here, pick a name. You're going to be told in front of everybody who you have and they're going to know who you
are. Oh, no, but that's boring. You wait until the end.
Oh, okay. Is that the answer?
It's not the answer,
Jesus
no.
Jesus Christ. All right. So, according to a study,
17% of people say they look forward to this the most during the winter months. What be that?
Is it bed rotting? Because you don't feel as guilty? because it's winter and it's cold outside. Whereas you bed Roger in the summer, it's like I should be outside.
Yeah, I'm missing something.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's not that. But that I said that's a higher percentage because that's a good guess.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, okay. I know it is.
Somebody's been on the chocolates already this morning.
I actually have. I know. I have a Kit Kat.
Have a Kit Kat. Anybody like a lick of my Kit Kat?
087-1102-107. Have a go at guessing at the try and get the answer. My God, one. Can we finish now for Christmas?
I think we need to. There's something wrong with you.
What's the question? 17% of people say they look forward to this the most during the winter months. What is this?
We are we're in the midst of it now with our survey says this morning. What was the question, please?
17% of people say they look forward to this the most during the winter months. What is it?
Just wondering, is it Cooper looking for new socks because his big toes after ripping all his other socks?
I mean, toe shamed.
You know what that is? You know what it is, what? Actually? It's a condition called hallux valgus, otherwise known as a bunion.
It's hereditary in my family, actually.
Oh, you come from a long line of hallux valguses.
Yeah,
you can tell by the look of you.
They've all had operations on it. It's very painful operation.
A bunion?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, are you having an operation on your bunion?
No, I don't.
So sort out your socks.
I don't have one. It's so funny. Una was laughing at me because I got socks from my Secret Santa. Whoever got
you,
me?
No. You asked for socks, right?
But also, you have put in socks in your gift for whoever you got.
Oh, hold on a second. Look at this. How are these socks presented? They are cute winter Christmas socks, and they are in a cracker. So it's like pull the cracker and the socks come out. I also got.
All some, right, no, we don't have some, time. We don't have time. Okay, guesses.
Answered putting on the fire stove and making sweet, sweet love in front of it.
Yeah!
Is the answer putting on the stove and making sweet love?
No.
Sorry, sweet love.
Sweet, sweet love. I love that answer.
It's got to be a higher percentage, I think.
It's not the answer. Sweet, sweet love.
Wow. Wow.
You have no chance of that with your bunion. Stop. Oh, Lord. Oh, God.
We're going to do a game later on. And if Una loses, her forfeit is to suck in me bunion.
God.
What is the answer?
The answer is 17% of people look forward to eating chocolate like it's medicine and saying it's the winter insulation, it's fine.
Eating chocolate like it's,
like it's medicine.
I thought that only worked at Christmas, like, oh, chocolate for breakfast? Well, it's Christmas. I've been doing that since November.
Breakfast every morning.
Are you on my This is iMornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolls.
It's going to be a close one on Friday for Rhyme It because we've got two people with 7 points. So unless that is beaten tomorrow, you never know what's going to happen. That's not giving away what Alan, who's in Portugal, got this morning on Rhyme It. How's your banana?
It's really tasty.
Good.
Rhyme it. Just a little bit. No, all of it.
We are going live to Portugal. Good morning, Alan from Monaghan.
Hi, Alan.
Hello, thanks. Hello, guys. How are you?
I'm very good. You were spending Christmas in Portugal, you lucky duck.
I am indeed.
Yeah,
my brother has an apartment here and we're all coming over.
Nice.
The weather's lovely. Oh, it's so nice. It's unreal. Oh.
Does it not feel strange, though, it being Christmas and you're in the sun?
It does. It felt very strange. I brought a jacket with me and then we landed and it's like, it's sunny. And then we're like, I had to take jacket off in December. It was the strangest feeling ever.
Yeah.
Sounds perfect to me.
And are you going to do everything like traditionally? Will you have the Christmas dinner or will you eat out? Or
There was talks about, I think, pizza. Well, I heard. Then we went for a walk yesterday. We walked past the butcher's, and her butcher said, "Yeah, we're getting a turkey in there, and they're going to stuff it. Or we're getting a ham in there, and they're going to stuff it with meat." So I think it's going to be somewhat traditional. Yeah.
Yeah, pizza would be rogue.
I would be happy out with pizza. I had the nicest pizza last night.
I didn't mind pizza.
Yeah,
I
had pizza last night and I had some halloumi little bites as well. I'm savage. I could have this for Christmas dinner. I'd be happy out with my life.
I know.
I don't eat ham and turkey I could leave. So, why not have something that you like?
Because it's tradition.
I couldn't give two hoots about tradition, Una.
What are you having for your Christmas dinner?
This would be the die in the head moment. This actually would be the die in the head moment.
Right. All right. Come here. Rhyme it this morning. What is the score to beat? What is the seven is the score to beat? We hope that you do well. There is a joint. There's two people with seven. I don't know what I'm trying to say here. So listen, the rules are we're going to give you a word and you've got to rhyme every answer with that word, all right?
Yeah.
Okay. The word that you have to rhyme with this morning is?
Slay.
Slay,
S-L-E-I-G-H. You don't have to rhyme the words the way Una just said slay. I apologise for her slay. Slayness of it all.
Yeah.
All right, Alan, you ready?
Yeah.
30 seconds start now.
When you put deodorant on, you what?
Yeah.
You park in one of these in a car park.
Yeah.
You can use cash card or tap your phone to what? A gazelle would be called a lion's what in the wild?
Pass.
When you slow dance with someone, you usually make this move. Soft, wet earth that can be molded into objects.
Time is up.
Yeah. Listen, blame it on the sun.
Alan's got a heat stroke. listen, you got.
That's okay. It's all right. It'd be grads.
Yeah, you're grads. Yeah,
listen,
yeah.
You're in Portugal. You're winning at life, my friend.
Absolutely. Choose your path and all that.
Yeah, just not winning in rhymish.
I think you'll get over it. I think you'll get over not winning the contents of your drawers. Listen, Alan, it's been lovely to talk to you.
Here, I'll just go down to the cut very quickly.
Oh, yeah.
So, you can use a gazelle would be called a lion's prey, and when you slow dance with someone, you usually make this move. You would sway. Sorry. I didn't write questions.
Not grab their bum.
No.
What? When the mambo rhythm started to sway. All right, Alan, look after yourself and
happy Christmas.
Can I do a shout out before I go? If that's
yes,
all right.
Go for it.
Patrick Farley. It's Pop Up Gael Talk DD. He does pop ups every so often in Dundalk or other places speaking Irish. So he's trying to keep the Irish language alive in Ireland.
Ah,
Gahuntuk.
What did you call him?
Yeah.
I said that's wonderful.
Pop Up Gael Talk DD on Instagram is his name.
Oh, that's pretty cool. We'll look him up. Listen, thanks so much for that, Niall.
Alan.
Well,
you called him Niall.
Is that not Alan?
No,
it's Irish,
Alan. No. Oh, you absolutely
were. All right, cheers. Slán, bye-bye.
Miss the show? Don't worry. We've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
With Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
On Thursdays, we like to do, we listen and we don't judge.
And we don't judge.
And we don't judge. Sorry, excuse me.
Face full of banana.
No, it's I need to keep my strength up.
You said that and you're still sitting down after having half a banana already.
Today's hasn't kicked in. We listen and we don't judge was really, really saucy.
Very, very saucy.
Kinky.
We listen.
And we don't judge. What have you got for us this morning, Chihuna?
Okay, this comes in from James, who is absolutely scarlet. He says, "Hi, I'm so mortified. Please help. We have a secret Santa at work."
Oh, no, you too.
"I was wrapping Christmas presents for people at home and my work secret Santa present as well." Okay. "I have the boss for secret Santa. My boss has the same first name as my girlfriend. I decided to spice things up this year and get a toy for my girlfriend." I labelled all the presents, wrapped them, brought the ones I needed home, and left the secret Santa under the tree at work. Mm-hmm. We opened all the presents at work, and it turned out I'd mixed up the Lisas. Okay, so Lisa girlfriend, Lisa boss.
Yeah.
"I nearly passed out when the boss opened it. She just looked at me with this face of disbelief. Then she started smiling manically."
Oh, God!
"Call me into the office. I tried to explain to her, but she wouldn't let me finish. She just said she really liked it, winked at me, and said she'd be in touch over Christmas." You!
Oh, no.
"What have I got myself into? My girlfriend thinks it's hilarious, by the way. P.S. The toy present wasn't cheap and I'd like it back. What can I do?
You can keep it.
This is a whole... It's just a Pandora's box of...
I love the fact that the girlfriend finds it hilarious, even though the bosses all look kind of like, hey.
Yeah, and also, can I just...
like the confidence of the girlfriend is brilliant. Yeah, I love it.
I know. It's very... I mean, could you send an email to the boss? And be like, this is actually what happened, but then it would be an email and it would be there forever. And I mean, what if HR saw that? What would they think of that?
Well, the person hasn't done anything wrong. There was an actual mistake, unless we can get a HR person.
I mean, HR could be like, you can't be bringing stuff like that, personal stuff like that into the building. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, well, there was also the thing that they were wrapping presents on company time for home. Yeah, oh, he's in a lot of trouble, this guy.
It's so embarrassing. Like, it's a really... I'm sorry, James. This situation is a tough one. I don't know what you're going to do. I just hide for a while.
You can't just bury your head in the sand.
I can. I have ostrich syndrome. That's what I do. Oh, James.
I'll wait 7, 1, 2, 7. What should James do in this situation?
And have you ever done something embarrassing like this? Come on, it's time to fess up, because we listen
and we don't judge. We listen and we don't judge. Okay, a brief
refresher of
the message that we got in.
Oh, how do I put this? So James, his boss is called Lisa and his girlfriend is called Lisa, and he mixed up the presents. So he gave his boss the present that he meant to give his girlfriend, and it was just like a fun thing for her.
Not very fun.
Yeah. So when the boss opened it, she knew it was from James, because they do Secret Santa properly, obviously. Mm. And she was happy about it. She was smiling and she said she'd be in touch. So James doesn't know what to do now. He's mortified and he just doesn't know what to do. It's his own fault because he mixed up the Lisas.
Yeah, which is fair. And also, I like the way you just added in something extra there, which wasn't in there in the first, was that they did Secret Santa properly. Now, Secret Santa is done where you don't know who you get the gift from.
No, at the end, so you always reveal in proper Secret Santa.
Anyway. I feel that he just has to face it. He just has to be...
Go on.
Confident, face it out, and just fess up and say that it was a mistake, even if HR is involved. It's very simple.
Yeah.
Bit mortified though. Imagine having a conversation with your boss like that, especially as the boss thinks it was for her and is happy about it. And then when she finds out it was a mistake, she's going to be mortified as well. Yeah. It's just, this is a whole, like, this is a whole nother level of chaos.
Hey guys, oh my God, that made me laugh so much. I wasn't expecting that. I'd say he's lucky that the boss took it well and just take the hit. Just if he wants the same product, just, you know, buy another one for his girlfriend. And it's too funny.
Yeah. Buy another one, James.
Buy another one. This website is going to be like, Jesus, what's this guy at? All right, one more on this.
It's a good website there called Indeed. You might find yourself a new job there, James. I might be the only course of action for this kind of situation.
Off Indeed.
Oh, God, I thought she was going to say another. When she said there's a website there, I was like, oh, God, don't say it. Don't say the website.
Go on. Say it. All right, thank you so much. We listen and we don't judge.
With Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled, all the crack, neatly packed and ready to go.
There's one thing we love to do, well, I love to do, is call each other out on the show. And you got called out for Truth or Trash today.
I got called out for Truth or Trash today.
Yeah, because we were like, nah, that's fake, because we saw you writing it just before we came on.
Oh, you're such a tattletale. Oh, my God.
Hell yeah. So Donald Trump and Karens were all part of Truth or Trash this morning.
Truth or Trash.
Christmas time. We watch our favourite movies. And Harry Potter has become one of the biggest must-watch movies of Christmas. Mm. And it has a Christmas vibe to it. But what about the books? Still very popular, even with world leaders. Donald Trump has read every Harry Potter book. That's my fact.
Trash. Trash. Mm. He I don't think is a man who would appreciate Harry Potter or even understand the books or enjoy the magic of the books.
I have a quote from him here.
Go on.
Folks, I've read every Harry Potter book. All of them, people said that they were long. I said, that's fine, I read very fast. Hogwarts, incredible schools, wizards, some real. Voldemort, total loser, weak energy. If I was there, the whole thing would have been over in one book, believe me.
Oh, yeah, I bet he liked the House of Slytherin. Yeah, that is definitely trash.
Yeah. I'm going to say true, but you made up the quote.
Well, no, it's either truth or trash. So it's all
the
quote. I don't break
quote.
It up.
Trash
like
then, fine. Okay, so
okay, lock it in.
Locked.
It is trash, but Barack Obama has read every Harry Potter book.
Oh yeah,
go on, Barack. It's Vader Lynn. Remember that?
One of my favorite.
You're really good at doing presidents.
The little, little elf. What's his name? Dobby.
Very good. Excellent.
Put some clothes on him. He can leave. All right, there you go. Hey. What have you got for us?
So, as you heard in the news earlier, there's a part of good news for Karens and bad news for Jessicas this
go
morning.
On, Karens!
So, Gen Z has picked Jessica as the name to call the new millennial Carol. Now, I've spoken about this before.
You have.
And it's ridiculous. Why is it a woman who gets a bad name and why not a man? So,
there's always one given out.
Because there's all... That is a typical man statement, huh? Oh, yeah. So I'm not the only one who thinks this, right? So the Women's Council...
Oh, yeah, as I said, more women give it out.
Oh, come on, women, let's rise up. The Women's Council in Maynooth University have released a statement where they have criticised people using women's names to portray this annoying, obnoxious person. So... they have turned the tables. They held a vote to name the man who is the male equivalent to Karen or Jessica. And they're urging people to stop using women's names and start using this name because it describes a super annoying person who is always complaining and has a massive ego. Do you want to know the name?
Oh, we wait with bated breath.
That name is Stephen. So, you're doing a Stephen on it, are you? Don't be such a Stephen. Stephen no crack, Stephen no kill. Oh, look at that annoying Stephen over there moaning Stephen. So that's from now on, it is not Karen, it's a Stephen.
Right.
No, I'm going to lock that in. That's a trash.
It is trash. Yeah.
Why would you think it's trash?
Because you were still bloody writing it in front of me while I was doing my facts and so was Donald doing his facts. And every time I said something to you, you went, what? So that's why I say it's trash. But it was fun at the same time, isn't
it? Listen, it is trash, right? But yeah. I think if there's any women's councils in any universities, this needs to happen.
Look, we know, see, that's
it's no, but it's not fair. Why is doing Karen or Jessica on it? Why not be a Stephen? Or a Morris. Oh, there's Morris again. Look, minus Morris crack. Do you know what I mean? It's not fair that it's a woman. I'm sick of it. Don't look at me like that, Stephen.
I love the way though, as an empowering, powerful.
I am empowered.
Independent woman, you went. Like, if there even is any women's councils.
I said if there's any listening, and I will help you write the manifesto and put it to the testo. Let's stop the Karen and let's embrace the Stevens. Oh, God, there's Stephen on it again. Oh, my God, he's such a Stephen. See, it works. It rolls off the tongue.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
What's your name?
Cooper.
Stephen.
Miss the show? Don't worry. We've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
With Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolls.
I proceeded to tell a story about a person who happened to have an opinion about what I do with my hair. And that got us talking about when people actually just don't hold back and tell you what they really, really think or what they're saying in their head.
Yeah, like I forgot to mention today, and this is just an extra, that when I saw...
bonus on the podcast.
Bonus, yeah.
My God, people are going to be looking to pay for subscriptions on this now.
So I saw a psychic, apparently a psychic
there
medium.
There we go. Sorry
and
about
she
that.
Was saying X,
bye,
y,
everyone.
She was saying X, Y, and Z to me, and none of it was like... none of it was true or made any sense to me. And she clocked it. So she looked at me and she said, are you having problems with your hair? I was like, what? Because it's dry. It's very dry, isn't it? Yeah, so you should condition the ends of your hair.
You should.
I was like, right. And she goes, are you trying to lose a bit of weight?
Oh, my like, God.
What?
I'm having a Kit Kat over here, by the way. Do you want some?
No, thanks. I'm trying to lose a bit of weight. I was like, no. And she was like, you have to stop picking. You're always picking. Just stop. If you're hungry, have a sandwich. Okay. Stop the picking. So she literally just went for the jugular just by looking at me. And it was just really, really mean. Sorry.
Someone hates the truth, eh?
Yeah. Hey! That is so mean. Shut up, Baldy.
Oh, my God. We listen and we don't judge.
I need to talk to you about something that happened to me. I've been kind of holding on to this because I didn't know what way to react to it, because at the time it happened, I was shocked. I was taken aback. I don't know what to think, Una. So
yeah.
I need to know what you think of this situation. So on a regular basis, week in, week out, I stand in dark rooms with flashing lights and loud music, pressing buttons. Some people might call it DJing.
Mm.
All right. And I'd be doing that like, you know, 3-4 times a week. I'd be like giving it socks. Boom, 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 you know.
Yeah.
Let me hear you say, yeah, yeah. And so you get people coming up and saying, hey, will you play us a song? Yeah, let me guess, Maniac. All right, okay. And the other week, this lady came up to me. Never met her before in my life. She's like, hey, how's it going? I'm like, yeah, good, thanks very much. How are you? And she goes, Grant, come here, can I just say something to you? I'm like, yeah.
Okay. Your music is crap. I'm joking.
You would have to distract.
Sorry, go on.
Always a distraction.
Come on, she came up to you. What did she say?
She said to me, she goes, do you use conditioner in your hair? Sometimes. Why? She goes, no, it's just that the amount of bleach you put in your hair, it's going to dry out and go brittle and probably end up falling out. I was just like, who do you think you are? And I was just like,
what a mean-spirited wagon. Oh my God.
But also, I don't bleach or dye my hair. It's like, it's literally
gone that color now.
Yeah, it's from working with you. You know?
What did you say to her?
I just, this is my natural color. She's like, mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, sure.
People just feel entitled. I think Irish people sometimes feel entitled, feel like they can say what they want to you.
I know. It's like, what the hell, missus? You know, I didn't come and judge her and whatever she looks like in her workplace, wherever she works and stuff.
Yeah.
Imagine doing that. Imagine walking into somebody's work environment and going up to them and, you know, poking them in the belly, goes, skipping the gym, are we?
My neighbour, many years ago, not too long ago now, I hadn't seen her in a while, and she put her arm around me, patted my tummy, and said, you got fat.
Oh, there's two of us in it. Tubby and Baldy.
Oh. Did you just call me chubby?
No, Baldy. Oh, God, sorry.
So
that is so funny.
Yeah. Has anyone in your life insulted you, or have you insulted someone? And why is it that, you know, we feel that it's okay to say things? Like, my mother's a devil for it. She'll just say, you know, say what she sees.
Some mums are for.
Yeah.
You know, you know, if she didn't say it, you know, you'd be a mess.
Yeah, well.
What?
What?
Well, what about absolute strangers, though, saying it to you as well? Like, that was a complete stranger. I didn't know the lady from...
I think she was concerned that you were bleaching your hair and you needed to use conditioner. So I think that, she really meant it for your good, but her delivery was not nice.
Yeah.
The delivery of it. At least she didn't slap you in the head and call you Baldy. Do you know what I mean?
Bit like what you do on the daily.
Yeah.
I was telling Nuna that the other day at one of my gigs, this lady came up to me. I don't know who she was. And she's like, hi, how's it going? Would you... do you use conditioner in your hair? She says to me. And I'm like, sometimes. Why? Maybe just, you know, a little bit on the tips, the ends and stuff, you know? It's like, yeah, maybe you should use a bit more, because the amount of bleach that you put into it, that it's probably going to go brittle and fall out.
Oh my God.
So I had to then tell her that I don't bleach or dye my hair, that this is au natural. And there's nothing I can do about it. It's just, that's it, you know? So I was saying about people just coming up to you, random strangers, and saying things to you.
Or just people you know, you kind of know. Like my neighbour said to me, I hadn't seen her in a while, and she put her arm around me. She kind of poked my belly and said, you got fat. Thank you very much.
It's definitely happened to me on more than one occasion.
Go on, Jack.
I particularly remember when I was in my mid-teens going to visit my dad's relatives down the country. I'm from Dublin. Going down the country to visit them, and one of them turns around to my dad and goes, isn't she a fine big girl? And I was like, oh my God, I'm so insulted. And the poor lady actually meant it as a compliment. So, yeah, be careful what you say. I was very upset by that comment. And, yeah, this is Jojo and Kevin.
Jojo and Kevin.
That a fine big girl. Do you know what else is a word that people use and they think that it's okay to use, but it's not?
Go on.
Oh, she a fine strong girl. She a fine strong girl.
Yeah, yeah.
Beef to the heels like a Mullingar heifer.
Huh? Beef to the heels. Oh, she's a handsome woman.
Ah, she fine and strong.
She's got a sturdy chin on her.
Fine set of teeth. Are you
on my tennis? Is I Mornings with Cooper and Una. Breakfast rolled.
So there you go, that's breakfast rolled. I'm having a Kit Kat. Una's having a Twix.
I'm having a banana.
Oh, banana.
I'm still eating my banana. See? Afraid to eat in front of you.
You're afraid to eat in front of me?
Yeah, because you just food shame me all the time.
Never stops you. All right. Thanks for listening. Subscribe, share, follow. You know what to do. And I will see you tomorrow morning on iRadio, 6 till 10 a.m.
Bye.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.